Take your finger out of your butt. It's lunatic fit time.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Lunatic Sick. This is Lunatic Sick show number 65 for March the 4th, 2021. Today on Lunatic Sick, we've got a robot girlfriend hand. We've got a snake that bites the penis. And we've got a girlfriend that gets slapped by a cheeseburger. Oh, yes. Yes, Lunatic Sick show, you got stories like that. A girl getting slapped by a cheeseburger by her boyfriend. And we've got much more stories on Lunatic Sick in addition to those. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a while since the last Lunatic Sick show podcast, but we are back. I am back. So let's get straight into the lunacy, the wackiness of human evolution with the first story on Lunatic Sick.
The first story.
Man hid cherry pies under women's car, tries to see them bend over.
You're so stupid.
This story by Howard Gerald. 43-year-old Kurt Michael Fulton was arrested after he allegedly hid cherry pies, VHS tapes, and other various items underneath parked cars of women's drivers so he could see them bend over and pick them up whilst he watched from a distance with binoculars.
You are so stupid!
Saginaw County, Michigan Sheriff William Verspiel reported in a press conference Fulton was involved in an incident in the parking lot of a Target store. Fulton would wait in his car whilst an unsuspecting female victim parked their car in the Target parking lot. The victim would exit their vehicle and enter the store. Fulton would run over and place various items in front or behind the tires of the car. These items included laptops, VHS tapes, and McDonald's cherry pies. Fulton would run back to his car to gain a better vantage point and would stalk his victims with the use of binoculars. The woman would then be forced to bend over to see what they have driven over after hearing a crunch and squelching sound. The sheriff commented on Fulton's behavior, quote, "It's very creepy. Unacceptable behavior. That's the best way to describe it. It's just creepy." A 25-year-old woman called the police after she discovered a laptop had been placed underneath her vehicle. Kurt Michael Fulton was arrested and charged with aggravated stalking with the habitual offender second offense enhancement, as it was discovered that Fulton had been arrested for the same crime in 2007. And the next story on Lunatic Sick. Japanese inventors create robot girlfriend hand for lonely people to hold on and walk.
Mm-hmm.
A story by Casey Bassi. A ton of thought went into the clever device, which actually has some heartwarming goals. A few things in life provide that special mixture of calm, reassurance, and energizing warmth, like going for a long walk hand in hand with your sweetheart. But as a group of engineering researchers from Japan's Gifu University point out, quote, "For some people, finding a girlfriend is very difficult," unquote. So the quartet set out to create a method for people to, quote, "experience holding your girlfriend's hand more easily than by finding a girlfriend." And the result is the robot called Usampo Kanojo, which means walk girlfriend, or to use its designated English name, my girlfriend in walk. At first glance, it might just look like a glove or mannequin forearm. Those wouldn't provide your senses of touch, sound, or even smell with enjoyable sensations of walking with a girlfriend. And so the Osampo Kanojo has no fewer than 7 key design points. Number 1, the outer covering is made from soft and pliable gel to recreate the, quote, the tenderness of a woman's hand. Number 2, the Osampo Kanojo contains an internal pressure sensor so that when you squeeze its palm, motors activate and the hand squeezes you back. Number 3, when walking with a girlfriend, your stride may not perfectly mesh for each step and every step. To replicate this, the Osampo Kanojo is mounted on a track that runs perpendicular to your wrist. Walk too quickly, and the motors will cause it to slide back, creating a rearward tug sensation on your arm. While this might seem like an inconvenience, it helps to create the sensation that you're walking with someone who is taking their own steps next to you, and not just carrying a piece of baggage. Number 4. Osampo Kanojo has an internal heater, so that warmth will radiate out from its palm and fingers. Number 5. A human hand isn't dry like a chunk of plastic or mound of rubber. While a hand that's slick with sweat would be unpleasant, a certain amount of moisture is needed for an organic feel. To achieve that, a piece of moistened fabric is placed inside the Osampo Kanojo. When the heater is activated, it causes a trace amounts of moisture to be secreted through small pores in the outer covering. Number 6. As discussed above, two people walking hand in hand won't necessarily have identical timed footsteps. So, the Osampo Kanojo plays the sounds of your virtual girlfriend's steps through your smartphone speakers, along with the sounds of her breathing and the gentle rustle of her clothes. Oh, shit. I'm just saying, 7. Okay, number 7. Last, we weren't kidding when we mentioned that the designers have included something for your senses of smell. The cloth inside Osampo Kanojo is treated with a woman's shampoo fragrance so that the subtle aroma of freshly washed hair will waft up from it when the cloth is heated. The prototype is designed as a stand-in for a woman's hand. It seems like the system could easily be adapted to replicate a man's hand with a more substantial outer coating and substitute fragrances like cologne, barbecue charcoal, or motor oil. I could think of a few others you could put into fart smells, underarm smells. while it'd be easy to write Osampo Kanojo off as yet another attempt to create a virtual girlfriend for those who are afraid of trying to find a human one, the development team says one of their goals for the invention is for it to comfort those who are living isolated lifestyles during the coronavirus pandemic. Another is to create an impetus for those walking, attending classes from home to get regular exercise, and those are both admirable aspirations for the device. Now, wait a minute. Now, there's one thing missing from this device, okay? So, and I'm sure maybe on the Osampo Kanojo 2.0, maybe they can put it in there. They're missing one of the most important features that they could add or have included in this one, and that's the hand job mode.
I'm so horny.
Now, you put that in there, you got something. Because, I mean, not only do I want to walk with his hand, you know, and stuff, and smell it and feel it and all that stuff, you know, I want a hand job.
I'm so horny.
God damn it. You know, or maybe, I don't know, maybe they have a different version. Maybe they've got this one for a certain price and, you know, for like maybe $50 more, you get a hand job version.
You disgust you know? Me.
It squeezes and it just moves up. Ooh, baby James, potty time. Should I never leave the house with this damn Osampo Kanojo. Nearly half of people don't change underwear daily, and some wear the same pair for a week. A survey has revealed some surprising truths about people's behavior when it comes to changing their underwear. This story by Courtney Pochin, and I fucking got that wrong, I know it. P-O-C-H-I-N? Pochin? Pochin? Sorry, Courtney, if I got that wrong. Recently, we discovered that a worrying number of people aren't washing their underwear correctly. And now, to make matters worse, we've just found out that there are plenty of people out there who don't put on a clean pair of underwear every day. Yes, really. According to new research by underwear maker Tommy John, around half of people in the U.S., 45%, don't change their underwear daily.
I apologize for nothing.
And a disturbing 13% of those they spoke to even confessed to wearing the same pair of Nika's underwear or pants for the entire week. Well, I gotta confess, I mean, I do change underwear every day, but the pants, I do wear the same pants for several days. Fuck that. How can you wear a pair of pants one time and say, oh, they're dirty, just when you're around the house or you went out to the store a couple of times and back and that's it? I mean, I can understand if you are, you know, going and doing a day's work in your pants and you, I mean, okay, come on, man. You got to change your fucking pants. Or you're out when I go, you know, do photography, shoot pictures or whatever and stuff. Or I'm going to be at extended time with those same pants or whatever. Yeah, change it. But if I'm going to just get a clean pair of pants, go to the store, come back, why the fuck would you put those in the freaking hamper? Anyway. Men were found to be the worst doing this. Of course we are. With the survey of 1,000 Americans showing that males are 2.5 times more likely than women to wear the same pants for 7 days or longer. Guilty, guilty.
You disgust me.
The research also revealed that people felt a strong sense of loyalty to their underwear, with 46% of participants admitting that they had owned the same underwear for a year or more. Hell yeah, that's fucking 2-3 years. What the fuck, man? They're still good. You can see through them, but shit, they work.
You disgust me.
Around 38% of also said that they had their favorite underwear for so long that they couldn't remember when they bought it. Okay, I'm not that bad, okay? But this behavior goes against the company's recommendations. Of course not. They want you to buy more panties. As they advise their customers to throw out their old underwear and buy new pants every 6 months to a year. You've got to be crazy. You out your mind. Screw that. This is because underwear collects bacteria and can lead to nasty infections in the long run. Yeah, but if you wash them, come on, man. And the next story on Lunatic Sick. Teenager rushed to hospital after snake bites his penis while on toilet. Oh! This story by Kelly Ann Mills. Thailand. A teenager has been rushed to the hospital after a snake bit his penis as he sat on the toilet. Oh! Sarifup Masukarat, that's the name of the person who got bit in the penis, went to the toilet when he felt a sudden searing pain in his manhood. The university student looked down and saw the python with its jaws clamped around the tip of his penis. Damn, that's freaking scary. I would have passed out if I seen that shit. It quickly let go as blood spurted around the toilet bowl. Sirafop, 18, yelled in terror as he ran out of the bathroom with his pants around his ankles. No! The teenager's panic-stricken mother calmed him down before paramedics rushed the lad to a nearby hospital for treatment. The doctors gave Sarafop 3 stitches in the glands at the tip of his penis and treated the bite wound with antibiotic wash to kill the bacteria from the python's fangs. Sarafop said, quote, I was using the toilet, but a few moments after I sat down, I suddenly felt a pain in my penis. I looked down and saw there was a snake hanging in the toilet. Then there was blood everywhere. Animal handlers arrived at the two-story home and began searching for the snake, which was still coiled up in the toilet bowl. They used snake-catching equipment to snare the python. which measured around 4 feet long. They took it into a sack before releasing it back into the woodland. Man, that's some scary shit. Painful and scary. Not only painful, but fucking scary. Goddamn snake hanging off your snake. Holy shit. And the next story on Lunatic Sick. Man slaps sleeping girlfriend with a cheeseburger. Woo! Martin County Sheriff's deputy said 30-year-old Kyle Jameson Jones attacked his live-in girlfriend when things between them didn't go his way. They say that Jones's girlfriend told deputies that Jones abruptly woke her up by slapping her in the face with a cheeseburger. Oh my God. Of all things. Did he eat it? Shit, I don't know. The victim said that the attack continued as Jones pulled her hair and kicked her down the stairs. Now that's not right. That's fucked up. Slapping with a cheeseburger is okay, whatever, but I mean, come on, man. Authorities on the scene found no injuries on the woman, but discovered several remnants of the said cheeseburger on her, supporting her accusation. She declined medical attention and said she didn't want Jones to be arrested. Oh, wonderful. According to the police report, Jones was released from the Martin County Jail on bond. She threw him down the stairs. What did it say over here? He slapped her and pulled her hair and kicked her down the stairs, but she doesn't want him arrested.
You have got to be kidding.
Just wonderful. Woman addicted to eating her own hair has a giant hairball with tail removed from her stomach. This story by Lucy Pasha Robinson from The Independent. A woman who was addicted to pulling out and eating her own hair has a giant hairball measuring 15 centimeters removed from her stomach, according to the medical journal. A medical journal. The 38-year-old, who was suffering from nausea, vomiting, and an extremely swollen abdomen when she arrived at the hospital in the U.S., had suffered dramatic weight loss, losing 15 pounds over the previous 8 months after she lost her appetite. The unnamed woman was rushed into surgery where a giant hairball was found lodged in her digestive tract with a small tail of hair trailing into her intestines and a second 4-centimeter hairball nestled deeper in her bowel. She was found to be suffering from the rare Rapunzel syndrome, which has only ever been documented 88 times in medical literature. According to the BMJ Journal, the syndrome is caused by, okay, bear with me here, trichotillomania. And I know I got that shit wrong, but that's what it's called. It's a disorder that causes a patient to develop an irresistible urge to pull out their own hair and sometimes eat it. Named after the long-haired Rapunzel from the Grimm Brothers fairy tale, it is extremely uncommon, but can cause potentially deadly side effects and complications as hair becomes lodged in the sufferer's stomach. Typical symptoms include nausea, vomiting, altered bowel habits, abdominal distension, and weight loss. Complications can be severe and include bowel obstruction, bowel perforation, intestinal bleeding, anemia, weight loss, and appendicitis. Surgeons removed both hairballs from the woman and she was released from the hospital after 6 days with recommendations to seek psychological therapy. No shit. She was also treated for malnutrition and advised to eat food high in proteins such as eggs, chicken breast, and a daily iron supplement. And the next story here on Lunatic Sick. Woman lived with a dead mom for 3 years after embalming body in road grit. This story from a Record reporter. That's a publication called The Record. July 2019. A daughter lived with her dead mother for up to 3 years after embalming her in Salt Road grit, an inquest heard. Gaynor Jones, 83, was discovered covered in grit a week after police carried out a welfare check. They forced their way into the cluttered home to find daughter Valerie, 57, collapsed. An inquest heard widow Gaynor hadn't been seen alive for 3 years when her body was found inside the cottage. Valerie failed to raise the alarm over her mother's death, but had bought 4 bags of salted road grit around Christmas 2015. The coroner believed that the salted grit had been used to, quote, embalm or cover up her mother's body, unquote, by Valerie in a house in West Wales. The hearing was told that there was much rubbish in the house and garden. It took police a week to find the remains of her mother. The inquest was told Valerie was being cared for in a mental health facility, and it was not the public is not in the public interest to charge her with any crime. And the very last story on Lunatic Sick, Yuri Tolochko marries sex doll.
You're so stupid.
Kazakh bodybuilder, actor, and self-described sexy maniac, Yuri Tolochko announced his marriage to his beloved sex doll named Margo on Instagram and shared with his followers their wedding video, in which the joyous couple, wearing a tuxedo and a full-length wedding dress, exchanged vows and welcomed friends and loved ones to a reception after the ceremony. This was reported by The Sun, a London-based newspaper. The groom identifies himself as pansexual and able to fall in love with, quote, a character, an image, a soul, and said the two became engaged a year ago after he rescued her from some unwanted attention in a nightclub. So I looked up what pansexual actually means, and I found this. Pansexual, of, relating to, or characterized by sexual or romantic attraction that is not limited to people of a particular gender identity or sexual orientation.
Yoo-hoo, baby!
Couples need to talk less and connect more, Tolochko said. Quote, Margo and I realize that it takes more than words to have a conversation. Yeah, that's what Margo realized.
You are an idiot.
Hey, man, if you want to marry a tree, a sex doll, a sex hen, whatever, go for it. You go for it, goddammit. Nobody should say shit. That is going to wrap it up for this episode of Lunatic Sick. This has been Lunatic Sick, show number 65 for March the 4th, 2021. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming in and listening to the podcast. Please enjoy the podcast and share the podcast. Spread the word, Lunatic Sick Podcast. And again, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. Until next time, have a great Lunatic Sick week. See you later. Take care.